Welcome to Help, I'm Creative. I'm Olivia Peck, and today I have a very special guest, my wonderful boyfriend, Jeff Pearson. He is a video game store owner, and he also is an actor, and he plays a mean bass, but he's not going to tell you that right up front. So please enjoy this fun episode where we suck helium and talk about being a unique individual. Because we're both kind of weirdos, and I think we think we're weird, but I think a lot of people think they're weird, so hopefully this makes people feel less weird. He's a night owl, I'm a morning person, we're both super creative and kind of workaholics, so I hope you enjoy this. Here we go.
Hello, I'm creative.
God, this chair is so squeaky and it's so annoying.
You want to trade chairs? I can get another chair like this.
No, because I'm used to this chair.
All right, here we go.
I'm used to sitting in it and being still.
Let's do it.
I am editing this.
Yes.
Okay. Anywho, hello everyone, welcome to Help, I'm Creative. My name's Olivia, and this is all going to be in the intro, so I don't know why I'm going into this right now. I'm here with Jeff.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Again. Hello some more.
Isn't it great? Do you hear this chair?
Hello.
It sounds like it's going to like break apart, yeah. But it's actually not.
I imagine when I become an old man, I'm actually going to start sounding like that myself. Like every time my knee bends,
yeah.
Or every time I like get up, I'm just going to creak
my
like an old
knee
chair.
My knee hurts right now because I've been sitting crisscross all day.
You can uncrisscross. It's a lot. You're allowed to sit uncrisscrossed.
Yeah, but then the chair is going to make more noise.
Even if you put your feet on the ground? And you just leave it that way? Okay.
But then I feel cold.
I mean, we could get some socks on.
It's okay.
And some fuzzy shoes.
Fuzzy shoes?
Yeah, I have some fuzzy shoes that you could use. Like on the inside.
Are you talking about your slippers / shoes?
Well, you make them sound like they're murder shoes when you call them / shoes. But yeah, they're no, not the ones I wear right now. There's some others that have like the inside has like a sheep, like kind of like a sheep wool.
That's okay.
They're super comfortable.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
I could get them and be back in 30 seconds.
No, it's fine. Let's just get this going here.
All right, here we go.
Okay, today I'm interviewing Jeff Pearson, and Well, with all my... This is episode 5?
We can say 5.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, so whatever it says online. Still can't really figure out how to get my episodes online.
It's episode something.
Yeah, and first we talk about how we know each other.
Well, that's just an awkward song.
Awkward song?
How we know each other?
Yeah, because that's what I'd say with all my guests.
Intimately.
Yeah, but how? What's the story? I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but what's the...
Is that balloon bugging you?
No, it's... Hey, everybody. So we're going to suck this helium balloon at some point. I don't know. Should we suck it while we tell the story?
I think that should be part of the intro.
Or the end.
No, I think it should be either the intro or the very end of Help.
I already have an intro for this.
Then it should be the outro.
Okay.
Sucking on the balloon.
All right, so stick around or scroll to the end if you want to hear the helium. Anyways, we met in...
We met on a show that was put out on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, we just met. It wasn't like anything dicey happened.
Correct. Correct.
It was just like, hey, how you doing?
I just have personal feelings tied to, you know, every time I talk about that.
Oh, the shoe?
Yeah, the shoe.
Because you were hungry.
Yes, I was hungry all the time. But I'm very cranky when I'm hungry.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. And I remember you told me on that shoot that I was ready. It was the first thing I did with lines on film.
And you nailed it. You were ready. You did fantastic.
Thank you. I studied very much.
Which is why you
keep looking for it. It's still in my reel because I practiced so hard. Turned out fine. So we met in film stuff and then kind of just kept running into each other.
Yeah, we kept running into each other. And we actually re-met on another shoot about a year and a half later, 2 years later. And that's when I discovered that you taught singing lessons.
Yes.
And I've always wanted to give singing, you know, a go, a try. I've never really tried. So I used that opportunity to see if I was a good singer, which we have still yet to figure out. Because during the first lesson,
you
we just laughed
singer.
The entire time.
Well, there was something about a lizard we were talking about.
I probably felt like a lizard.
Yeah. You kind of are like a lizard in a lot of ways.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm cold-blooded?
I think it's because of your smile.
I have a lizard smile. I have a lizard face.
You have a lizard smile, like, because lizards are always smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so cute.
You know, you're going to make people wonder if maybe I'm a lizard person.
I really like how you think so many people listen to this podcast.
The four people that listen to this?
You, me.
Your parents.
You're not even good.
Your parents are going to think I'm a lizard person. That's the last thing. They're going to be like, is
God.
Jeff from Planet Nibiru?
Oh my God.
Oh God, I don't need that.
Okay, so I'll cut that out.
Okay.
But probably not. Okay, so that's how we know each other. We're both actors, and but you've been acting for 1,000 years. Anyways.
Because I'm a lizard person.
Because you're a lizard person. Okay, so I'm just going to go into the
yeah,
first
Yeah, go
question.
Right into it. Just
because
cannonball.
Because you know what? I'm going to do, like, your accomplishments. Mm-hmm. I'm going to record that separate.
Okay.
Yeah. My first question is, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you worried this pod is going to give away your secrets to your life success?
Not really, because I'm okay with giving away those secrets regardless. I'm not worried.
Really?
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to help people that deserve it? You know, if someone's going to listen to it and it gives them any inkling of just direction to go in positively, like, why would you want to hold someone back? That just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me at all to hoard something from other people.
Okay, I agree with that. But the reason why I asked you that is because I remember, like, there were the challenges. During this time, there have been, like, monologue challenges and stuff.
Sure.
And one of the things you said was, well, you know, cool, cool, cool. But, you know, some people are giving away some of their booking secrets a little bit.
Sure.
So you don't feel like you're talking about your life is...
Not at all.
The same?
No. Because when I see someone perform a piece,
uh-huh.
I am physically seeing how they attack that job interview, because that's all an audition is. It's a job interview.
Right.
That's what it is. So I see how they interview, and then I know how to kind of work with it or around it or attack back. This is different because this is just advice.
Yeah. We are all about advice.
Yeah. That's a totally different ballgame. I'm not going against anyone for this.
Yeah.
It's a podcast. I'm already here.
Yeah. Jeff gives great advice. In fact, the theme of this podcast is Jeff like no one else.
There's so many Jeffs.
Yeah, but no one's like you. Okay.
Thank you.
This is for people who don't really know, but tell me about your daily routine and if it has changed a lot over the years.
I would say it changes. It happens in blocks of like 4 to 7 year sections. So one thing that's remained consistent is every other day I work out. I've been doing that since I'm 13. I don't like to skip a day. You know, most people work out, don't, but you know, I'll pick it up on the third day if I have to. A new thing that I've started implementing is swimming every day. And here we are. Today's the first day of winter, I believe.
Is it?
I believe the 20th. It's either like the 20th or the 26th or something. It's right around Christmas, the first day of winter.
Oh, my God.
And I could be wrong. Don't quote
I'll
me on that.
I'll check while you tell the story. Yeah.
So I've been swimming every day this year, probably since roughly April, I feel like, or May. And as it's getting colder, we're getting into 30s at night, so the, you know, water's getting cold. It's becoming less of a daily swim, and it's starting to turn into more of a daily panic in the water. So that is part of my daily, you know, I'm not sure if exercise is the word, but...
How are we looking for that? A word for it, but are you going to say?
Bathersizing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bathersize. I try to bathersize once a day.
Bathersize. Yeah, one more time for the people in the back.
Bathersize.
Okay. So according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, almanac.com, winter solstice 2020, the first day of winter. The first day of winter is December 21.
Oh, that's going to be in 25 minutes, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, in 25 minutes Central Time. So it means in Eastern Time, where we live, in Atlanta, it's already tomorrow. It's already winter. Yeah. So I was kind of right.
You were right.
I was kind of right. I said the 20th, but...
The reason I am having you on is because, A, I love you, obviously.
I love you too.
B, I know mostly only creatives, but no one is like you, and you seem to come at life with a I'm going to do this my way approach. Do you think that's true? Do you think that's fair?
Yes, very much so. 100%. I'll kind of go along with the crowd for about 30 seconds before I realize I hate it.
Really?
And then I'll just go do my own thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes people come, sometimes people don't.
When you were growing up, did you kind of, like, in group situations, how did you usually...
In group situations, I was always kind of forced into the role of the leader, actually.
Yeah.
And they have that thing, you know, some leaders are born or some leaders are made. In my experience, leaders can be made. I do believe, you know, some can be born. But in my experience, leadership has been made because it started in school with always having to be the one that does the presenting when it comes to the group to show, you know, the rest of the class or the teacher or the parents that showed up, you know, this is what we did.
Right.
And that's kind of where it all began.
Do you actively try to think outside of the box or do you naturally think, or is it the other way around? Do you think you think outside of the box and are trying to...
I don't really try. I think it just, if I'm thinking outside the box, it's just happening on its own. You know?
Okay.
With rare exception of the show that, you know, Retrograde, where I'm trying to intentionally, I don't want people to watch it and be like, oh, it's just like XYZ. And it's like, I don't want that.
Well,
that's not what I want.
That's kind of an interesting thing that you brought that up, talking about Retrograde, your web series that you're making, right? Is that what we're going with?
Sure.
It's really funny. It's really great. It's, you know, a comedy, maybe an episodic type thing.
It's gonna be episodic, yeah.
And you're making it. And so what I'm wondering is, like, you asked for so much feedback. And, like,
right.
I'm in it too. And right. I was thinking, oh boy, I do not want to be present for all this feedback because personally I'm the opposite. I don't ask for feedback. I just put out my stuff and... If it lands, it lands. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But what's your theory about feedback for a creative thing?
Well, in this very specific instance, I'm asking for feedback because I want to make sure I'm going down a different path. Because I'm intentionally wanting to go down a different path.
Gotcha.
So that's why I'm asking for feedback in this. Because if they watch it and they're like, oh, this reminds me of The Office, that is the worst insult of a compliment I could get. It's literally both. Because if you get compared to The Office, I'd like to think that's a good thing. Because The Office is kind of iconic and it's humor and its setting and it's created, you know, lots of other shows have, use that as kind of like its inspiration. But at the same time, I don't want to be compared to The Office at all. But it's kind of hard when you're shooting something that takes place in a workplace setting. People are by default are going to be like, oh, it's like The Office.
There are tropes that, right, you know, you're fitting people in because the thing about The Office was it was so real.
Right.
Like, oh, that's that weird guy. That's the cute couple. It's relatable. Relatable.
Yeah. I think everyone's had a weird job.
Everyone's had an annoying boss. Well, I love it, so. Well, I was just wondering about that, and I'm actually reading a book right now about how they ask for feedback, and it's apparently important, and I feel like it's good to set yourself up for feedback in a certain way, and I feel like you do that. Like, you don't just ask. Well, you do ask a lot of people, but you kind of weigh people differently, their opinions differently.
Yes. Because someone who watches The Office is naturally going to think it's like The Office. Like, someone that's obsessed with The Office is naturally going to gravitate to saying, oh, this reminds me of The Office. It's like, well, yeah, that's all you watch. You know, whereas, you know, someone else watches just anime and they, you know, they've seen The Office, but they're primarily into anime or, right, you know, other shows, you know, Schitt's Creek. They may have a different take and opinion on it that may not necessarily compare to The Office because they are having more robust viewing.
How much comedy have you been in? Like, a lot, I feel like.
It's one of two things. It's like I'm comedy or I'm the villain.
Okay.
And that's it's usually just one of those two.
Well, I feel like they're kind of similar because villains are, they both lend themselves to be kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, or the anti-hero, which is kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I guess almost like a villain in nature, except for not.
Right. Like, I feel like both can be sort of just very character-y.
Yes. Yes. Incredibly so.
Well, in Todd's, I naturally put you as, like, sort of a villainess.
Mm-hmm. A villainess. I'm a female in Todd's. For those who haven't seen Todd's with the episode I'm in, she just did a major spoiler.
I
am a villainess.
A villainess. Yeah. All right, well, I got a little off of my thing. Okay.
Let's get back on the thing.
Let's get back on my list of questions. Do you think you have an aversion to following a rule book, or do you think you just think some rules are stupid?
Rules are stupid. Some rules are stupid. Some rules make sense. Some rules don't make sense.
What about the rules of the road?
Not enough people follow them.
So they're stupid?
No. Well, the drivers are.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I mean, use your blinkers. It makes sense. No one can read your mind. If, you know.
I hate it when people turn slowly.
When people turn slow. Well, that can be situational. I mean, I agree with you. It can be situational if there's like a car that's already there that's trying to exit and someone's trying to turn in. And they have a. My car has a poor turning radius. So there have been instances where I've had to turn. It almost comes to a complete stop to wait for the people to get out of, you know, the entranceway. It's like, please move. So I can turn in. So I agree with you. If they're turning slow and there's nothing in the way, it's like, come on. Or if they drive slow in the fast lane, should be immediately arrested and
car-pounded. Oh, I don't understand. We don't do that in Michigan. We don't drive.
No, I was so surprised that they don't. Like, everyone in Michigan, if they're not in the fast lane, they're in
the right lane. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah. And now police are freaking out because their locations are being given away on Google Maps, which had been given away on Waze, but now that it's being given away on Google Maps, that's like a huge thing, and they're freaking out because they're scared of losing this revenue, and it's, you know, I feel like the obvious answer is, we'll just go for the slow people in the fast lane now. You know, there's your money. You got it all back, and then now you're increasing the flow of traffic. You're saving millions of people hours, you know, depending on how much they drive. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing that... Yeah. Yeah, that now people are driving more safely.
And it's actually been proven that driving slower on the highway is more dangerous than driving faster on the highway.
This is a way you're thinking outside of the box.
And I'm not even doing it on purpose.
See that, folks? Sometimes you're just an out-of-the-box thinker. Do you think you're wanting to question things is related to your creative success in acting or Your video game store that you own?
Define questioning things.
I don't really know what I was thinking when I wrote this. Do you think...
I just asked a question, though. There we go. I mean, it kind of works. It like... You proved a point. If nothing else.
Oh my gosh, this interview is just things that I've psychoanalyzed about you. But do you think that, you know, your existential questions, for instance, especially guide your creativity?
I'm going to lead into yes, only because you can ask a question about so many different
right,
things.
Right, I think that's a little vague.
Yeah, it's such a vague... So I'm just going to say yes.
What a bad... I feel like that's a really bad question.
It's not a bad question. It needs a little refinement.
Yeah, we are questioning the question.
We're questioning the question.
Yeah. Oh,
in
God.
In question.
Yeah. In the question in question. I'm so tired. Everyone, I'm exhausted.
We can cut this off and pick it up at a later time.
No, we have to finish it.
We have to finish
it. I'm going to interview you like 20 times.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so like...
Sorry, folks.
Wow, I'm just rereading that question. It's so bad. You're wanting to question things. What is something someone told you you wouldn't be able to do it, but you did?
My entire life. Anywhere from play and trade. I mean, you know, they had the whole situation with the guy stabbing in the back. He said, I would never be able to make anything of it. And here we are. I own more of that company now than any other person in the world, as far as I know. But, you know, as far as Google tells me.
Yeah.
So, that's an achievement. When you outlast corporate, when you take a franchise, and that franchise, and you as the individual owner outlasts corporate, and then expands, you're doing something right. You know, for acting, everyone is always just, you know, oh, what are you doing? Like, that's never going to be... You're never going to be a successful actor. Like, right. That can't happen. I think in their mind, the only way to be a successful actor is to be any of the millions of Chris's that are, you know, Chris Pine.
Chris
or,
Hemsworth.
You know, Chris Hemsworth or Captain America.
I thought that was Chris Pine.
No, Chris Pine is in Star Trek. And he's in Wonder Woman. He's a love interest in Wonder Woman. Why is Captain America eluding me? He was also, oh my gosh, he was in Fantastic Four. Chris Evans. Yeah. So there's so many Chris's.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, Jurassic Park Chris from...
Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah. No, we get to figure out this other Chris. He's in Parks and Rec. Chris.
Oh. His name isn't Chris.
His name's Chris.
No, it's
not. His name is Chris.
What?
His name is Chris. Guardians of the Galaxy. Look him up.
His name is not Chris.
His name is Chris. If I am wrong, I will make you buttered toast tomorrow morning.
Buttered toast?
Yeah, peanut butter toast. If I'm right, you need to make me peanut butter toast.
Okay.
In the morning for breakfast.
Oh my God, it is.
It is. What's his last name?
Chris Pratt.
Pratt. There you go. Very close to Pine.
Holy cow. You're right. I did not think his name was Chris.
There's a million of them. If there's Chris Rock. You know, like, it's like, yeah. if you name Chris Farley, bless his soul. It's like if you name your kid Chris, they're gonna, and you put him in Hollywood, they're gonna succeed. That's all you have to do. That's the secret. Name your kid Chris. I wasn't named Chris. I was named Jeff, so therefore I'm gonna have some resistance.
I think Chris is one of those names that can go any way. I've always believed in naming your kid something really boring because then they can be anything. But if you give them a name like Billatrillatrax, you know, that really puts them in a box. Now they have to go into the circus.
I mean, you just call him Bill.
True. That's true. But they'll know.
They'll know.
They'll know their name. And then that'll affect them.
Yeah.
Deeply.
I do think names affect people.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, look at you, Jeff.
Yeah, my name's Jeff. I mean, you know how many times I get that from people? It's almost like a daily thing. Anytime anyone at work's like, what's your name? I'm like, oh, my name's Jeff. And they're like, my name's Jeff. And it's like, yeah, that's my name.
You own gas station sunglasses.
Please define.
That is the ones that are all slick.
The ones that look like you go skiing?
That's a Jeff thing. That's a Jeff quality.
Well, I don't like aviators.
Well, I know that. Don't I know it?
You make you look like a praying mantis.
Praying mantis are freaking sick.
Like sick as in like sick in the They're head or awesome. Like sick bro?
They're sick bro. Okay. They're awesome. They are poisonous. No, they have like fangs.
They're not poisonous. They have jaws. Yes. They do have jaws. They're like scissor jaws.
All right. You know what? I can't wait till someone listens to this and goes, oh my god, I can't believe she didn't know that praying mantis
aren't poisonous.
They have jaws. Are you kidding me? Well, I'm sorry, I'm not a marine friggin' biologist, okay?
Okay, so knowing a praying mantis has nothing to do with marine biology?
It is a bug. Bug biology. Congratulations.
Okay, that's called an entomologist. An entomologist.
Why would I know that? I didn't even take... I took astronomy and failed in college. I took a class called
aliens. How do you fail astronomy? It's like the stars right there. That's the star.
Oh, it was 400 level University of Michigan. Uh-huh. And I had only taken algebra in high school.
Oh, it's math. So you need math.
Yeah.
Okay. So. It's like Nautilus, you know, kind of stuff.
The only reason I passed that class, even though I failed every exam, was because every day after class, I would go up to the professor and go, am I going to fail? And he said, no.
So you basically, you did some psychology to him.
Yeah.
You psychology'd him to pass you.
I was such a horrible, that was so bad. Like, I feel really bad about that.
That's brilliant, though.
But it was manipulative.
Okay, but yeah, but you passed.
Yeah, but I feel... I also sent him an email.
What was in the email?
It said, I need to pass this class or else it will sabotage my career.
And it worked. But it makes sense. Why would you need to know that if you're a singer?
I really don't.
You don't?
But I wish I did pay attention. But I was really not ready for that sort of
You class. Sing better when the stars align?
Yeah, probably.
Like if Pluto's in retrograde, you sing better?
I don't know what retrograde means.
It has to do with its distance to relative to Earth. And okay. When it's a certain distance, the gravity's stronger. When it's further away, the gravity's weaker. And that has, just like the moon, affects people.
Yes, it does.
And not only people. But the planet as a whole.
Right. Oh, yeah, the moon definitely affects.
So if things seem off for like a string of a few days, chances are Mars might be in retrograde.
Well, I definitely believe that. I notice things about my students. I mean, all teachers will tell you, you know, when the moon is in, it's a full moon, you notice stuff.
Well, full circle retrograde, because that's the name of the show.
Ha-ha!
Hey! But yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking about, like, do you ever notice how sometimes everybody is acting a certain way? Or like, everybody's got...
Like everyone's acting the
same...
Is that what you
like,
mean?
Like, thing going on. Like, everybody's, like, getting together. Everybody's breaking up. Or everybody's... It's like, everybody's getting a new job.
Yeah, things happen cyclically.
It's weird.
It is very weird. It is very weird.
Do you believe in astrology?
I feel like... Okay, so here's the thing about astrology. I feel like people that are born in certain times do fit the bill as a majority. So the more majority of people that are born during the time of Pisces, if you were to take 100 people, probably 60, 65 of them would probably fit the Pisces bill. And 40, you know, 35 of them would not. So I feel like it's a majority rules kind of thing. But with that being said, does everyone fit it? Oh, hell no. Not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
I kind of wonder, like, who comes up with the description?
Of?
Of the the personality types.
You probably have to go back thousands of years to figure that out.
Yeah. And then is it like the Bible? Is it rewritten a bunch of different times in different languages? And now we've got this weird interpretation that's modern and it doesn't even make sense anymore.
Well, it is different from country to country. Because if you go to, like, Asia or China, you know, they have year of the rat, you know, year of the boar, yeah, year of the dog. So it's that is their version.
How do you handle being unique in a world full of normies? Like waking up late.
I don't even know how to answer that. How do I handle being unique in a world full of... Well, it's very depressing. It's incredibly depressing. I honestly wouldn't really wish it on anyone, to tell you the truth.
Like doing things differently. Mm-hmm.
No, not unless they were wildly successful. And so if you were like such a wildly unique individual, I feel like there's a level of success that can actually provide like a safety buffer between you and the rest of the world that is not. And unfortunately, I do believe it's a financial one. You know, I hate that, but it's to be around like-minded people. You know, usually you need money. People that are kind of think like you, because you might have to move or, you know, whatever reason.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I just weren't so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know anything different also.
Right.
And it's been a wild ride.
Yeah, it has. I mean, it really has.
Do you attribute your success to your military work ethic?
Yes.
Just in case anyone was wondering, Jeff's dad was in the military.
My father was in the military, and I received the brunt of that mindset. I wanted to join the military, but of course my mother was like, I will disown you. So me, you know, not wanting my mom to disown me. You know, I still think about it, actually.
Like I shouldn't have said that, because I feel like that just makes you want to join the military. It's just really crazy.
What's that?
The military.
Okay, it helps give helps give structure to people that don't have it or that need it. And yeah, being someone that's ADD, I mean, oh my God. If I could just focus on doing what I need to do.
So you would rather give your life up to something that you are not really that passionate about to have peace of mind just because you would have somebody organizing your day for you, basically.
I think that would help tremendously.
I get that.
Because I'm already losing, you know, you say sacrifice. It's like, well, if we talk about time, that's already being sacrificed because I have so much trouble focusing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's already being sacrificed.
Might as well be being productive.
Yeah.
It's the same as smoking a cigarette when you sit around and...
It's like smoking a cigar. Cigar is equivalent to 100 cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah.
What is the point of a cigar?
I think people enjoy the flavor. I think you just gotta have
the taste. The flavor?
Yeah, because you don't inhale. Whenever you smoke a cigar, you don't inhale into your lungs. You just kind of hold the flavor in your mouth and you just spit it back out.
How many cigars have you had?
Two. Not fully. My dad, when I was, I think, 15, 14, my dad pulled me outside and he was like, Jeff, take a smoke of this. And I just, not knowing what I was doing. Oh, dude, I sucked it in so hard. Oh, man. I mean, like, even, like, right now, I remember, like, it's coming back. Oh, my God. So, my dad's awesome, by the way. But I think that it played a huge role in getting me not to smoke, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was my first experience.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one more question for you, proper question.
Mm.
What is your advice to creatives who are also night owls, because you're a night owl?
You're doing it right. Don't switch to anything else. If the benefit to being a night owl is no one bugs you. And if you're a creative, I mean, you get in that workflow. And the last thing you want is someone bugging you.
What's the difference between a night owl then and a really early morning person?
I don't know how to answer that, honestly.
I don't think it needs to be answered, really. I think the difference is night owls have been awake all day.
Right.
And morning owls have been asleep.
That's correct.
So the energy is different. Like, if you've been awake all day, you might be angsty. You might be angsty at night. You might want to, you know.
I think just again, speaking for me, you know, I wake up at 1 or 2, but I don't actually really wake up until midnight.
Right. That's when you come alive.
You know, midnight, you know, dude, Give me like a hammer and some nails between midnight and 5 a.m., 6 a.m., you know, like.
Is that an expression?
What's that?
Give me a hammer and some nails?
I don't know. But I'll build a house. You give me a hammer and nails between midnight and 6 a.m., I'll build a house.
You would.
I would.
At 2 o'clock, that's when Jeff gets really excited.
A.m.
Yeah, a.m. He gets really excited. It's noticeable. Okay, we have to suck the helium out of that balloon.
Perfect.
What are we going to say?
Thanks for watching. If we're wrapping it up.
Yeah,
I don't know. Is this the wrapping up?
Yeah, I feel like I feel like I'm running out of steam.
Okay.
I need to suck on that thing.
You can do like a two-parter. Please clarify what you need to suck on for the listeners when you say that thing.
Okay, so it is December 24th. First, now we started recording on December 20th. This will probably air in a year from now. And if we're going at my pace here, and I have a birthday balloon for my birthday, which is October 26th, and so we have some stale
almost
helium.
2 months. Oh my gosh, this balloon's been, and it still floats.
Yeah, it's from a flower place.
That's impressive.
In Lafayette.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to suck some helium. That's what we're sucking.
Have you sucked helium before?
Are you kidding me right now?
All right, you can go first.
You're making it, like, really formal.
What do you mean?
The helium sucking. You just suck.
Yeah. You suck and inhale.
Isn't it really bad for you, though? It's... why does it make your voice do
It's
that?
Only really bad for you if you do it consistently and you don't take breaks to allow oxygen to flow into your lungs.
So if you let your voice return
Mine went back to normal.
Yeah. Did you feel a little lightheaded? Did you feel a little lightheaded?
Not really yet.
Not really?
I'm not moving.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, after you do, you want to give it like a few breaths
to get some oxygen. We have to say something, and we also need to try singing with it.
Well, so we can say thanks for watching I'm Creative.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching this episode of Help I'm Creative.
Thanks for watching.
There you go. Thanks for listening to this episode of Help I'm Creative, brought to you by Olivia Nienhaus.
Olivia Peck.
Olivia Peck
Nienhaus Peck. Thanks
Olivia
Peck House. Thanks for saying my real name. I feel seen.
Big one.
Are we gonna say it at the same time?
Yeah, you gotta suck. Get it in it. Get it in your lungs. There you go.
Are you supposed to hold it in? I really sucked a lot.
It tastes weird.
It does. Do you feel lightheaded now?
No.
No? Okay. You gotta hold it in.
Are we gonna say it at the same time?
Probably not. I don't know. We have to do it fast.
Okay.
Thanks for watching. Help, I'm Creative.
It didn't really do anything to my singing voice, I don't think.
Oh, Christmas tree.
It doesn't make you sing higher.
No.
Are you sure about that?
Ooh. Oh my gosh, yeah, you can sing higher without it.
I think there's only one good suck left
you
in there.
You suck it.
I need to take a second. I feel a little nauseous.
Do you?
I've been like...
I feel like I have like chest... My chest hurts.
Oh, we should stop. You're right.
It might be just in my imagination.
Do you want to just let the rest go into the air?
Yeah.
Thank you, helium.
Thank you, helium. Oh, making me gag a little bit. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Ba-dum-ts.